This is Anna Karmu with UN News. It is not very often at UN that we get the chance to talk to talented musicians whose work can help to promote the organization's goals of peace, human rights and development. But that's exactly what happened when Mali songwriter Viou Farka Touré agreed to tell us all about his brand new composition, A Song for the Sahel. In partnership with Humanitarian Coordination Office OCHA, Mr. Touré set out to write a message of hope to the people of the Sahel, a region where spreading violence has left almost 29 million people in need of life-saving assistance and protection. That's 5 million more people than last year. Here he is now, talking and singing to UN News' Daniel Johnson.
Hello everyone, this is Viou Farka Touré speaking to the United Nations from Mali, Bamako. So this is the song from the Sahel. Enjoy. Nalan kawren imbe moti kawren Nalan kawren imbe gawo kawren Nalan kawren imbe kidal kawren Nalan kawren imbe mali kawren Nalan kawren Sabi Allah kawren
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Wow, private performance. Don't get that every day at the studio. So thank you so much, Viou Farka Touré. Speaking to the United Nations from Bamako in Mali, and we are, unfortunately, I should say, really going to have to talk about darker subjects than the wonderful music you've just been playing. We're talking about the Sahel crisis, one of the world's fastest growing emergencies. And to raise awareness about this, you have composed, produced, and co-opted your fellow musicians into a wonderful music initiative, which is called The Song for the Sahel. Can you tell me about it and why you're doing this?
Yes. You know, I think, and thank you for inviting me to speak at the United Nations. For me, it's like very important and very special. Like to do something for the Sahel. I mean, I am one of the song from the Sahel. The sound from the Sahel. So to doing some first one, it's in my obligation to do something for my, it's like when I say my house, it's the Sahel, you know, it's like my house. Because it's when it's when I'm living, it's when I'm born, it's when I'm grow up, so it's my home, you see.
So when we hear about the Sahel and the displacement and the life-saving assistance that's needed there, it seems to be getting worse and worse. We hear that this year alone, almost 30 million people need that urgent critical assistance and protection, which is 5 million more than last year. So what is it that your song and your music is going to bring to the table that international negotiations and military might cannot? What was your inspiration for the song?
For me, first, the music have like big power, very big power, to touch every person living there, the good people, the bad people, this is what you said, you know, the good one, the bad people, the people like decide what we're going to do. It's for everybody, these songs. It's not just for like somebody, it's just for everybody. Because, you know, it's not just the guys having gun. The guys having gun have some, they decide. So, do this or not? So, this song is just to tell them, if they accept, because this, to tell them how we have to live together.
That's the message. We have to live together.
That's the message, yeah. So, this is why when they ask me to doing this song, I just jump, say, okay, yes, because I need to give my own message in these people. And it's very important for me to doing this, you know.
when you came to writing the song for the Sahel, what was your particular inspiration? Was there one spark that really set you off into the composing, into the composition? Did you start with the lyrics or the music?
No, I'm starting with the music first. Because
you're known as the Hendrix of the Sahel, is that right? What do you think about that mantle? That's quite a lot of pressure, huh?
Yeah. But you have to know, sometimes to doing like having like inspiration, to having something to do correctly, I need to play this music first. It's gonna Sahara music gonna give me when and what I have to say. You know, it's how it's coming. So when I'm starting to doing the music first, and every morning when I come to the studio, I'm just listening to this music. And I ask myself, what I gonna tell them? What I gonna do with this music? What they want to know? What they want to listen?
But I mean, is the situation such that it just weighs on your mind every day? Describe the day-to-day for people in Mali who are affected, who hear about this. We hear about this quite a lot at the United Nations, but what do people in Mali hear about the violence that's spreading, apparently, every day?
You know, here, it's like every day, everybody used to jump in the Facebook and all stuff to see and to ask what's happened now. We are always, like, here we say, we sleep with one eye. It's one eye used to be here, you know.
With one eye open.
Yes, one eye open. Because we never know what's going to happen. We never know.
That's no way to live, huh?
You know, before, I just take my car from Bamako to Nyafanke and sleep in the, like, in the village somewhere. Now, when you take the car from Bamako to go to Nyafanke, it's you have to ask every 1 kilometer, here to the 1 kilometer there, what's happened there? It's good? It's no problem? Okay, let's go. It's how we go now. And you go at very, like, you care, because every minute you can have problem. So we couldn't go anymore, like, even it's Bamako Segou.
Even in Bamako, it's dangerous?
Everywhere is dangerous here now, I'm sure, okay. Every time. Because now, you see, sometimes you just sit down and somebody gonna tell you, somebody take a gun and kill somebody because he's a bicycle. You see? So just kill, for $100, you kill somebody. It's because the people don't have nothing to eat. And it's starting, you know, they don't have nothing. It's very like something else, you know. This is Bamako, Mopti, Segou. What about North Mali, Tombouctou, Gao? I don't know what the people are doing there. I go there sometime to see what's happened. Why the Foundation Ali Farka Touré will try to help the people there, but I think you have to be there to see exactly what's happened.
Well, we have your song to tell us about it. We have the musicians who collaborated with you to make it. One of the demographics, one of your target audiences is your younger listeners who make up a large part of the demographic in the Sahel, and they are going to be the region's future. So what's your particular message to youngsters in the Sahel?
So what are you going to tell the young? The people don't have to know something in the North Mali today. In the North Mali today. So that the young guys, they don't have nothing to do. No work. They don't have anything to do there. So this why, I think today, some young people, you know, go to the jihadism, the extremism. You know, it's like example, somebody living there somewhere, he don't have like $1 per day. And somebody's come to him to say, okay, come on, I want to give you 5,000 per day. And he give you a gun. He go. He don't like to stay anymore. He say, okay, if you give me 5,000, I wanna follow you. Let's go. So it's what I'm telling you, or to tell the people, so that it's not good. Maybe you take the gun 2 days, 3 days after you die. So tell the young man, no, don't go to the extremes. So the message I wanna tell them is just to help these guys. Don't go there. So we have to be live in peace. If somebody ask you, it's real, like the people, they don't have nothing to eat, you know, they need money, they need work, you know. I'm sure I speak with some guys, tell me, okay, if I have work today, I'm not gonna take gun.
I wonder, in your, you know, in your young life, have you seen the impacts of climate change in the country? Because it's linked, of course, to conflict between herders and farmers. What's your message, perhaps, just a month away from the big climate summit to happening in the UK? Can you give us any insight into the climate emergency? Is it affecting the Sahel in your experience?
You know, I think the Sahel is the where everything's doing there, you know, in the Sahel. Maybe some people, like living in the United States, you know, staying in England or staying in France, they think, okay, the Sahel is nothing, it's Sahel, it's Africa, okay? But everything's bad here, it's coming there.
Understood. And final question to you, if I may, Mr. Touré. We've been talking about some very serious stuff, but maybe it would be nice to remind everyone how much fun, I hope it was, making this song for the Sahel. Did you have a lot of fun doing it? Because you wrote it, you produced it, you got your friends together to make it. Tell me about it. What was the best thing about it? You're smiling now.
No, the good one, you know, it's for me, you can imagine how it's an honor and happy to doing this. You know, it's very, very important to me to doing this song. We have like many musicians in the world, but they ask VFR Katoure to bring songs. This is an honor to me to doing that. And it's an honor to me to see, to like all these guys, when they ask them, they jump. I want to just say thank to United Nations. Thank all the guys working on these songs. It's not just VFR Katoure. I know it's many machines behind all the stuff to driving here. So I want to just say I'm very happy. If I have to do this again, don't worry. I'm going to do that anytime you guys want to do. Because for me, I'm just happy today.
VFR Katoure, thank you for speaking to the United Nations today.
Yeah, I'm very happy. It's good.